This is OTB AM.
If you were to have to pick a combination to win, let's say it was a Lions test, which combination would it be?
It would be Murray Sexton.
Of Carberry and Murray, or Sexton and Gibson Park?
Yeah, it would be Murray and Sexton.
But if you couldn't, if either the Munster partnership or the Leinster one. Not making it that easy for you.
You're not getting an answer, Adrian, enough, because it's a nonsense question.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show, weekdays from 7:30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio.
Live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
087-9180-180 is the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch with us this morning. You can, of course, tweet us at Off The Ball, and the hashtag is OTBAM. Loads of you leaving comments on the YouTube stream as well, and we'll come back to those in a couple of minutes' time. The performance rankings from Gillette coming in a couple of minutes too, where, funnily enough, we're going to be talking about rugby and football. A reminder, OTBAM is live in association with Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Now, we want to talk about the Women's National League, which started over the weekend, and we're starting with one of the goals of the weekend. This goal made it 3-3 in the last few minutes of the game between Cork City and, sorry, I missed who we scored against, but we've got Becky Carson with us. Becky, Galway. Becky, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How are things?
Yeah, good. So you moved from Wexford Youths to Cork and scored a screamer at the weekend. So not a bad start of the weekend for you.
Yeah, definitely not. No, it was a nice way to cap off the weekend. A good result away from home as well.
The start of the new league season obviously has had a fair bit of interest and a fair bit of hype about it. Is that something that you've noticed as well?
Definitely. Yeah, the last few years, I'd say the last two in particular, the league has grown big time. Even just like the attention on social media and things like that, it's been huge.
What difference does that make in terms of even just the conversations that you're having and the fact that everybody over the course of the weekend on Twitter has seen your goal?
Yeah, it does. It makes a big difference. I think even the fact that, you know, we're talking this morning about it, and I think Kylie Murphy was on the show a while ago as well. It's really good just to get the attention and have more people aware of it, I suppose, aware of the league and how good it actually is.
We're just showing the goal here.
Talk us through this, Becky. So you obviously picked the ball up in a central area. What are you thinking as soon as the ball arrives at your feet? Is it like that keeper's off her line, time to lob it?
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't thinking very much other than there's not long left. we hadn't created many chances, I think, up to that point. So it was kind of hit and hope for the best, really.
Obviously, at that point in the game, it's Not panic stations, I'd imagine. So are you almost thinking to yourself, let's try anything here and let's get ourselves back in this game?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'd kind of come back into the game the few minutes beforehand, and we'd do a bit of shooting practice before training, me and a few of the girls. So I wouldn't be afraid of having shots from range. So I thought, you know, I'll have a pop here and see how it comes off. I definitely meant it anyway. I've had a few people ask me, did I mean it? And I definitely did.
And, like, is this something that you've tried before in training or anything like that? Are you trying to ping 30-yarders in training or in games before?
I can't say I've ever tried that one in particular or that it's ever come off. But, yeah, no, we would. We'd generally shoot from range in training. Just I'd probably lie that little bit deeper in midfield, so I rarely get into the box for shots, so I tend to work on when they break at the edge.
How are you finding life with Cork City? I mean, like the move from Wexford Youths last year, it's obviously leaving a strong team in search of further silverware. In hindsight at this point, I guess the season's only a baby at this point. Are you hopeful about what the season's going to bring?
Yeah, definitely. I've loved it since I've been down here. It's been unbelievable. The experience has been... I've learned so much in the last year. You know, we went on a run of 5 wins, and that was huge for the club, the highest finish in 10 seasons or something like that. So yeah, it was really big, and we've a really young but talented squad that I've no doubt we will go on and get silverware. It's just going to be a matter of time. But yeah, I think we had an average age of 19.4 years, and I was the oldest in the starting 11 on Saturday, so I think that says a lot to have come away with the result that we got, and it'll set us up for the season ahead.
I saw this game doing the rounds on social media during the rugby on Saturday. Has it gone completely wild? Have people been in touch about it?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people in touch, to be fair. You know, it wasn't even our best performance either, that's the thing. So to have come back from 2-0 down and then 3-2 in the last few minutes was unreal for us, to be fair.
How close did you come to getting a winner after that?
I can't really remember now. I think it's all a bit of a blur after the goal, to be honest. It was park the bus for a few minutes after that, but no, I think we were happy with the draw after that then.
I know you've all been playing each other in pre-season friendlies and stuff, but actual proper competitive football, how good is it to have that back?
Oh, it's unreal. And we all know how lucky we are to be in this position to be playing. You know, so many people, you know, there are a lot of teams in the country that arguably are on the same level as us, you know, like junior football that aren't getting to play. So we understand the position that we're in to be playing week in, week out. It's really nice. It's really nice to be back playing competitively because, like you said, pre-season is one thing, but until it's actually worth something, it's nothing really.
Talk to us just a little bit about that, will you, Becky, about the difference that it makes having a focus for a match at the weekend, because, you know, we definitely have been talking to lots of people about trying to get some sport back, and even for the kids to go training, it just feels like it's going to be a very important tool in the country's general sense of well-being and mental health, and we're not really using it very much at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. But even personally, I can't imagine not having football at the moment, you know, because I've had it every year since I was 11 or 12, and it's probably the same for most other people that play sports. So I can't imagine the effect that it's having on some people. It's definitely not being looked at, I think, in the way that it should be, in how important it is for everybody's mental health. But hopefully soon enough we'll get some sports back, and especially for kids in schools, you know, to be able to play sports afterwards and have that release. It's just something to focus on, something to take your mind off the way things are at the moment.
And then I presume in terms of the protocols, it's actually quite difficult to have the normal amount of crack that you normally have playing, but that under the circumstances, it's absolutely better than nothing.
Definitely, yeah. Just getting to see, you know, your friends. We're in 4 days a week, 3 days a week, training and a match on the weekend. Just to get to have those social interactions is huge. And obviously we're, you know, social distance on the bus. It wasn't quite the same on the way to the game, but just being there, you know, being in that environment makes a huge difference.
Well, listen, Becky, a class goal. Congratulations on it, and great to see the league up and running this weekend. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Becky Casson of Cork City. 3-3 draw, of course, with Galway in the WNL at the weekend. And we'll obviously, you can see that goal, obviously, all over your social media. Right, what are we at? Bang on 9 o'clock this morning. A reminder, OTBAM live in association with Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, we don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.